आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू होल्ड टॉक्स विद अमीर ऑफ कतर शेख तमीम बिन हमद अल थानी इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे। फोकस ऑन वेरियस एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ बायलैटरल इश्यूज। Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar appointed as Chief Election Commissioner. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to review implementation of new criminal laws in Jammu and Kashmir. New episode of Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025 to be released today. And in hockey, FIH Pro League, Indian men's team to take on Germany. Women's team set to face Spain in Bhubaneswar this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with the Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, in New Delhi today. The talks between the Prime Minister and the Amir will focus on various aspects of bilateral relations between India and Qatar. Sheikh Tamim will be accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan today. During his visit, the Amir will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu and will also host a banquet in his honour. Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani reached New Delhi yesterday on 2 days' official visit. Prime Minister Modi received him at the airport. The Amir was accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials and a business delegation. We have more from a correspondent.
Trade, investment, energy and technology collaboration will be the top agenda during the visit of the Emir of Qatar. India and Qatar share a strong economic partnership with bilateral trade expanding across various sectors. Qatari firms have made significant investment in countries' technology, infrastructure and manufacturing industries, while Indian companies have established a strong presence in Qatar. As India consolidates its position as a global manufacturing and technology hub, several sectors are offering a promising scope for expansion of bilateral trade in the field of logistics, ports, airports, railway and highways, semiconductors, food security, tech and innovation, electric vehicles and renewable energy. Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has been appointed as the 26th Chief Election Commissioner, CEC, as the tenure of incumbent poll body chief Rajiv Kumar ends today. CEC Gyanesh Kumar is a former IAS officer from the 1988 batch of the Kerala cadre. He has served as Secretary in the Ministry of Parliamentary Affairs. Dr. Vivek Joshi has been appointed as a new Election Commissioner. He is an IAS officer from the 1989 batch of the Haryana cadre. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed both commissioners. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will review the status of the implementation of the new criminal laws in Jammu and Kashmir in the presence of Chief Minister Omar Abdullah and Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha today. The meeting will focus on the current status of various provisions related to police, jails, courts, prosecution and forensics outlined in the three new criminal laws, the Bharatiya Nyay Sanhita, BNS 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita, BNSS 2023 and the Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam, BSA 2023. These laws replace the Indian Penal Code, IPC, the Code of Criminal Procedure, CRPC and the Indian Evidence Act, respectively. The meeting was also be attended by the Union Home Secretary, Jammu and Kashmir Chief Secretary, State Director General of Police, Director General of the National Crime Records Bureau, and several senior officials from both the Union Home Ministry and the Union Territory Government. The Department of Land Resources under the Ministry of Rural Development is launching a pilot program called the National Geo's Special Knowledge-Based Land Survey of Urban Settlements Naksha in 152 urban local bodies across 26 states and 3 union territories from today. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare and Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will launch the program at Raisen in Madhya Pradesh today. Union Minister of State for Rural Development and Communications Dr. Chandrasekhar Pemasani and Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will also be present on the occasion. We have more from a correspondent.
The aim of the Naksha program is to create land records in urban areas to ensure accurate and reliable documentation of land ownership. Survey of India is the technical partner for the Naksha program. This initiative will empower citizens, make life easier, enhance urban planning and reduce land-related disputes. The cost of the Naksha pilot project is around 194 crore rupees, which will be fully funded by the Government of India. Watershed Yatra will also be flagged up on this occasion. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology will release the Digital Brand Identity Manual, DBIM, in New Delhi today as part of its efforts to bring uniformity across government websites and digital platforms. The DBIM defines key elements of a consistent digital identity, including visual identities. These identities are as logos, color palettes, typography and imagery, as well as verbal identities like a brand voice, messaging frameworks and taglines. These guidelines aim to enhance citizen engagement and improve the overall user experience in service delivery. The ministry said that this initiative aligns with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision to transform governance through technology, ensuring accessibility, efficiency, and a more citizen-friendly digital experience. BJP's Legislative Party meeting is expected to be held in New Delhi tomorrow. All the newly elected BJP MLAs, along with senior leaders of the party, will participate in the meeting. According to the party sources, the name of Delhi's next chief minister is likely to be finalized during the meeting, and the swearing-in ceremony for the next chief minister is expected to be held on the 20th of this month at Ram Leela Maidan in New Delhi. A meeting of Delhi BJP leaders was also held in New Delhi yesterday. BJP General Secretary Vinod Tavre and Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva and other party leaders attended the meeting. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. A new episode of Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025 will be released today. In this episode, several toppers of different boards and examinations will share their thoughts and tips to school students on beating exam stress, anxiety, and staying chill under pressure. Sharing glimpses of the upcoming video on his social media platform, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi said in this Pariksha Pe Charcha episode, exam warriors will share the experiences of how they have successfully overcome exam stress and anxiety.
We have to focus on the learning. Exams are just a formality.
Extracurriculars are really important because it builds up your confidence. If you put forth the effort, good things will be bestowed upon you. That's true for the game and that's true for exams and life too. Be honest with yourself. Pradhan Mantri Ji bhi kehte hai, to cheat is to be cheap.
200 representatives of the Kashi Tamil Sangamam 3.0 took a holy dip in Sangam at the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. The group arrived in Prayagraj from Varanasi as part of a program that aims to celebrate and strengthen the ancient civilizational bond between Tamil Nadu and Kashi. We have a report.
The Prayagraj Mahakumbh has also become a conference of the cultures of North and South India. The first group of Kashi Tamil Sangamam from South India arrived at the Mahakumbh on Monday. The Mahakumbh Mela and the district administration gave a grand welcome to the visiting team. Several guests shared their experience after the visit. Sridhar Radhakrishnan from the Panurti city of Tamil Nadu said that this event is amazing and divine in itself. Research student from Tamil Nadu's Thiruvannamalai, Narayan Murthy, said that the Mahakumbh is not only a cultural confluence between North and South, but also a meeting place of global culture and brotherhood. The Sangamam is being organized to revive the vibrant relations between Varanasi and Tamil Nadu, two important centers of education and culture in ancient India. With Abhishek Kapil, Adarsh, for Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
Top officials of the United States and Russia will meet in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia today to discuss ending Russia-Ukraine conflict. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and Foreign Affairs Advisor Yuri Ushakov arrived in the Saudi capital yesterday. On the other hand, the U.S. State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce has said that U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz, and Special Envoy Steve Witkoff will meet the Russian delegation. Meanwhile, Ukraine's local media has reported that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will not participate in the U.S.-Russia negotiations in Saudi Arabia. Mr. Zelensky said that Kyiv will not accept the results of the negotiations that do not involve Ukraine. The Ukrainian president further said that his official visit to Saudi Arabia has no connection with the things that are happening in Saudi Arabia at the level of representatives of the United States and Russia. Moving on to the world of sports, in the Hockey FIH Pro League, the Indian men's team will take on Germany, while the women's team will face Spain at the Kalinga Hockey Stadium in Bhubaneswar, Odisha, this evening. We have a report.
Harmanpreet Singh-led men's team currently sit in 8th place in the standings and will be looking to climb higher by winning the match against Germany. On the other hand, Salima Tete-led women's side is set to face Spain in their next set of matches today and tomorrow. Moving on to the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Delhi Capitals by 8 wickets at the Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara last night. Today, Gujarat Giants will play against Mumbai Indians at the same venue this evening. Next update is also from cricket, where the BCCI has unveiled the Indian men's team jersey for the upcoming Champions Trophy 2025. Rohit Sharma-led squad will be seen in their signature blue jersey with tricolour on both the shoulders and Champions Trophy logo on the right side. Moving on to next update, the second and final leg of the Khelo India Winter Games 2025 has been postponed due to insufficient snowfall. It was initially set to take place in Gulmarg, Jammu and Kashmir from Saturday. The revised schedule will be announced once weather conditions become favourable. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
India's total exports during April-January 2024-25 logged growth of 7.21% as compared to the same period in the last fiscal. On the other hand, total imports during April-January in the current fiscal registered a growth of 8.96%. As per the Ministry of Commerce and Industry data, the total exports during the reported period is estimated at around $683 billion, while imports estimated at around $770 billion. As per the data, merchandise exports during April-January in current fiscal were at around $359 billion, while merchandise imports for the same period were at around $602 billion. Merchandise trade deficit during this period was around $243 billion. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense fog conditions in isolated pockets of sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. The weather department also said that parts of Assam, Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Nagaland and Manipur can experience thunderstorms accompanied by lightning today. The maximum temperature is likely to hover around 28 degrees Celsius, with the minimum temperature at around 11 degrees Celsius. IMD said parts of Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh can witness scattered light rainfall or snowfall. The Uttarakhand Legislative Assembly's budget session is starting today. On the first day of the session, the governor will deliver the address. The budget will be presented on February 20th at 12:30 p.m. This time, the assembly will be operated for the first time under the National E-Vidhan application. Laptops have been installed on the desks of all the legislators for this purpose. The Speaker of the Assembly mentioned that this is a step towards a paperless assembly, and later the assembly will be fully paperless. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakkal.
Thank you, Abhishek. As Qatar Amir starts visit, trade, energy and tech ties on the table, reports the Indian Express. The Tribune quotes the government as saying India-US to finalize contours of the proposed trade deal. Petroda's China remark sets off row. Congress faces BJP flak, states the Asian Age. Indian Railways rolls out safety overhaul after New Delhi station stampede, says the Statesman. The Hindu quotes Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha saying Indian Army capable of responding appropriately on the border. The Times of India quoting the Commonwealth Games Federation's Chief says India on track to become top 10 in Olympics. And finally, on the BAFTA Film Awards, Business Standard writes Payal Kapadia's All We Imagine as Light loses to France's Emilia Perez. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Nina. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with Amir of Qatar Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani in New Delhi today. Focus on various aspects of bilateral issues. Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar appointed as Chief Election Commissioner. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to review implementation of new criminal laws in Jammu and Kashmir. New episode of Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025 to be released today. And in Hockey FIH Pro League, Indian men's team to take on Germany. Women's team set to face Spain in Bhubaneswar this evening. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.